From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Officials changed their minds about sending migrants back to Turkey. The European Commission released a paper Wednesday describing at least two options for dealing with the near unprecedented influx of migrants seeking asylum within European borders. EU leaders in Brussels unveiled two proposals, one to overhaul the European asylum rules, the other to modify the existing plan known as the Dublin Regulation. The Dublin rules state that migrants must apply for asylum in the first EU country they enter, a rule that the EU Commission, first Vice President Frans Timmermans, says has placed a heavy burden on Greece and Italy at the eastern border of the EU. He says the situation is neither fair nor sustainable.
We can fix this either by adding a corrective fairness mechanism to Dublin, what I would call Dublin Plus. We'd keep the current criteria and supplement them with adjustments through redistribution to other member states in specific circumstances. Or we could change the basic criteria to determine which member state is responsible for an asylum claim. In this scenario, responsibility would be decided from the very start and for every case on the basis of a distribution key.
The second option would be a variation on the plan under which the EU is currently operating, in which member states have agreed to resettle some 160,000 Syrian refugees. So far, only about 1,000 have been resettled under that plan. Meanwhile, the EU Asylum Agency told VOA that the EU has decided to give every migrant a right to apply. VOA News. The first Syrian family to be resettled to the United States under its speeded-up surge operation departed to the United States Wednesday from the Jordanian capital of Amman. Ahmad al-Aboud, who is being resettled with his wife and five children, said that although he is thankful to Jordan, where he has lived for 3 years after fleeing Syria's civil war, he is hopeful of finding a better life in the U.S. Family, which is from the Syrian city of Homs, had been living in Mafraq, a town north of Amman. He was unable to find work in Jordan, and the family was surviving on food coupons. Ahmad, who is 45 years old, said he had ambitions to find a job to support his family and to learn English. Since October of last year, 1,000 Syrian refugees have moved from Jordan to the U.S. The resettlement surge hopes to increase that number tenfold. Judging by pre-vote polls, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders beat expectations Tuesday in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin, where they each scored expected wins but with wider margins than had been predicted. Sanders spoke of momentum to his supporters Tuesday night after having won 6 out of the last 7 states.
Momentum is starting the campaign 60 to 70 points behind Secretary Clinton. Momentum is that within the last couple of weeks, there have been national polls which have had us 1 point up or 1 point down.
However, despite Sanders' success, he still trails far behind former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in terms of Democratic delegates. Cruz is closer, but in a similar position behind Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. Because the two parties have different rules when it comes to awarding delegates, Sanders is in a much more difficult situation than is Cruz. Democrats use a proportional system, meaning Sanders has to beat Clinton by wide margins in lots of states to catch up. For Cruz, more than half of the remaining Republican contests are winner-take-all or winner-take-most, so wins bring buckets of delegates. A Panamanian law firm says that the 11.5 million documents leaked from its offices this week about the offshore bank accounts of the world's powerful, rich, and famous were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of the Mossack Fonseca firm, said Tuesday, "We rule out an inside job. This is not a leak. This is a hack." Fonseca said the hacking was carried out from overseas, but did not reveal what country. He said, "We have a theory and we're following it." Fonseca said his firm has lodged a complaint about the leak to Panamanian prosecutors.
That's the latest world news from VOA.